This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Charlie McDermott. Welcome to episode number 206 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, and today it's Rick Seghese. Now, Rick has a company called Think Outside the Diamond Sports Performance. Rick, how you doing?
Great. How are you doing today, Charlie?
Doing great and looking forward to learning about the wonderful things you do. And I mean, you had me at sports, so I love talking sports and fitness. So let's do it. Tell us about your company.
So we're a individualized, personalized, customized company that really focuses on athletes and performance. And we also incorporate some fitness with adults as well. But our main focus has been athletes and performance enhancement. And we train athletes for human performance through the physical and the mental enhancement. So we don't just train athletes physically, but we really dive into their emotional and their mental aspects to really powerful and drive their human performance and their body performance even at a higher level.
Wow. And that is so, so important. I mean, how many stories have you heard of the athletes that have all the physical capabilities and but they just never quite get there? And, you know, it's that what's between the ears that really is the game changer, because there's the other side of the equation, right? Those who don't really have the so-called superstar talent but have been able to go leaps and bounds above others simply because of their, you know, what do you hear, mental drive, mental fortitude, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, you know, athletes come in and they want to perform better. That's the ultimate end goal. And really ultimately, it's broken down into segments. And I like to call them the five ingredients to success. It's enhancing their skill set in their sport. So if they're baseball, softball, I can take care of that. But other than that, they're going to go to their specific sport coach for that. But the other part is the mental aspect, is being able to deal with the failures and the you know, the challenges that everyday competition brings in the grind. The visual aspect, the cognitive, how well can they visually process information? How quick can it get to the central nervous system, to the peripheral nervous system, to be able to move the body? So that's the other aspect. And then the strength part, which I handle with that, and then also the flexibility, the mobility. How well can you stabilize? And we talk about that, because a lot of times athletes are super strong, but they're not able to use that strength in the right form to maximize their potential on the field.
Right. Wow. I love how you put all that together. That is great. How about, I guess, where did this all come from? What was your journey like from, you know, going back in time here, taking this leap, getting into business, and combining those five aspects?
Yeah, it started back in 2000, and I started, you know, doing this part time and just kind of threw it out there and started working with some kids here and there. And it all started in baseball and softball. And then, it progressed to, you know, doing it out in my trunk and doing it at local fields and finding any little spot in the corner that I could find and work with these athletes locally. And then it kind of built into the last 9 years. I actually was able to find a spot, and I actually built out a small area on Taylor Road, and that's where we operate now. And we're able to do these things, and it just built into, actually evolved into other athletes, because a lot of other athletes were asking, "Oh man, I wish you did other sports." And so I challenged myself to learn about other sports and then get certified into strength and conditioning, speed and agility, and then really apply those things to other sports. So now I'm able to work with other athletes in other sports and working on, again, their mental aspect, their visual aspect, their movement enhancement, and their strength power enhancement through any sport that they want to work on.
Wow. How about an age range? Do you find yourself focusing on a particular age range, or is it pretty broad?
It's usually between, you know, it's broad, but I start in the strength aspect. I like to start 13 and up, you know, and if we're talking about just skill set stuff, if they come in and just for baseball, softball, throwing, stuff like that, I can go as young as 8, but I definitely want to make sure their locomotor skills and their you're just their development is there, you know. So around 12, 13, I'd like to start in that area for the other parts of the training, the strength and the agility and the movement. But, you know, I can go up as high as I've had kids as mid 20s as well. So it kind of has a big range.
Yeah. So, I mean, was this something you always wanted to do? And what took you from the thinking to actually doing and opening your own facility?
You know, just the passion I had for sports. I was an athlete in college, an All-American baseball player at the University of Miami. And I knew that through my career, I had some challenges, tragic challenges that I had to deal with, but also some injuries. And I felt like if I could provide an athlete a better opportunity to perform at their best, but really decrease their injury risk, that was all for that. So that's kind of what drove me to really to do what I'm doing, and then to continue and evolve into other sports, to be able to help them be there at their best, not only physically, but mentally, but also bring awareness to what it takes to be an athlete to stay on the field. Because no matter how good you are, if you're not on the field because you're hurt, it's not going to do much value for you or the team. So trying to get these kids to understand the abilities to prehab their body so they don't have to go and rehab and from a post-injury.
I love that word, prehab. That's great. It's a good way of looking at it. Yeah. So what kind of myths do you hear in your world, you know, training-wise, or, you know, what comes to mind?
You know, one of the ones that the first thing that comes to my mind is that a lot of people think it's just build a physical body.
Yeah.
And, you know, just keep getting stronger and keep building physically. And they forget about the mental aspect, because that's a muscle. And I'll tell you, about 9 out of 10 kids come in there and they have a weak muscle upstairs, and that's in the brain. They're not mentally strong enough to deal being comfortable in an uncomfortable environment or situation. So learning how to deal with those situations, and getting their emotions, coming in with the right mindset, talking about belief systems, talking about, you know, emotional agility, you know, understanding that emotions are going to be part of the journey. It's going to come in, but we have to be able to adjust and be able to utilize and channel those emotions in the proper position to get the energy to drive our body to be able to do what it wants to do. Because, you know, I always tell people the body's so strong that the body doesn't give up. It's our mind that gives up first. So we have to push through those challenges. And that's where I see the biggest myth is that guys go up there, they get strong and they work out and all that stuff, but they're not strengthening their body if they're not strengthening their brain, because the brain's a computer system and the body is the monitor. And if the body's not, it's only going to listen to what the computer system's telling it. So I like to relate it to that, and they really understand that. So I find that's one of the biggest myths in the industry right now.
I love it. I love it. You know, I think one of the challenges in our society today has been, we have it so good, you know, and especially kids. I mean, they really have it now. You know, COVID maybe is a little different here, but, you know, you live life pretty good in the good old US of A. And, you know, oftentimes we can go a while before we get challenged. And for an athlete, yeah, you know, there's challenges in the game. But, you know, to really, it sounds like what you provide is that, again, that mental game. And you use the word emotion a lot. And I know that can factor in, and that can either help you or hurt you, right?
Correct. Yeah, emotions are, they're abundant. And, you know, I always say people have around 1,200 thoughts a day. And on average, about 60% of those are negative. So, you know, we got to be aware of what our thoughts are, because, again, emotions are going to create a certain thought. And then our thoughts are going to create an action. Our actions create a behavior. Our behavior is going to create and dictate, you know, our outcome or performance.
Yeah. It's like from the top down, right? You know, it's our brains. It's what we're thinking is going to drive the rest of the car, the rest of our bodies, and dictate our performance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Again, just love what you're doing. So when you're not involved in all the wonderful things that think outside the diamond, what are you doing for fun, Rick?
So I just try to find some rest and relaxation. My hobbies are just, you know, swimming, biking, walking, getting some, you know, get out in nature a little bit. You know, always trying to learn. So I'm always trying to get into books and trying to learn different things. But pretty much, you know, just trying to get yourself recovered. I'm really just trying to recover my body. You know, I think, you know, a lot of stretching, a lot of yoga stuff, you know, learning about, you know, breathing and just trying to apply what I'm teaching the kids. So I like to try to do that because I look at myself as like a battery. And if I'm not charged up and I'm not getting that rest and relaxation, I'm not going to be able to provide that energy source for those clients. So I try to recharge.
Yeah. And, you know, if you've never done coaching the way you do, it's hard to understand how draining, even though you absolutely love it, you're passionate about it. I mean, I'm sure you go home at the end of the day and you are just exhausted, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So some days, like yesterday, I'll throw, you know, between 800 and 1,000 pitches a day if I'm throwing. So, you know, my arm is really tired. You know, I'm exhausted because I'm constantly at a high energy level. Yeah. I'm always asking performance questions. I'm always motivating. And it is not one thing. Physically, I'm not going. I'm talking a lot, and it's always at a high level. You know, I don't know any other way. So that's the way I go. So yeah, it's very exhausting at the end of the day.
Yeah. How about from a hardship standpoint, Rick? What comes to mind? Something that you were able to work through? Could be personal, could be business, that you now look back and say, hey, I'm better for it, I'm stronger.
So two things really that were hardships and that I really kind of went back into and really made me a better person and doing what I'm doing now, I can relate to it, is when I was in high school, my dad got hit by a ball when he was helping us hit. And actually, he was coaching and he was pitching to one of our teammates. And he actually ended up passing away from a brain aneurysm. But the trigger from the ball actually did that. So that was a trauma event that happened when I was about 16. But it definitely didn't give – it gave me a lot of inspiration to continue to do and play as long as I could, because that was what our bond was. That was our life. You know, that was the first challenge. And the second thing was my knees. I really had three injuries, ACL injuries, two in high school, one in college. They just kept coming back and back and back. And I think that's what fuels me to really give these opportunities to these kids and these athletes to understand that you can be on top of the world, but in one day you can be, you know, down. You can be, you know, it takes a second for an injury to happen. We can't prevent them, but we can definitely, with all the technology and all the growth in this industry, we can definitely decrease them. So those are two things that really it was a hardship that helped me learn, get tougher, and also be able to apply some of the things I'm doing now with the athletes.
Hardship is an understatement. I can't even fathom going through that. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. And I mean, kudos to you for taking that and making the best you possibly can out of both those situations and sharing that wonderful bond that you and your father shared and your experiences with injuries and helping the members in the community here and beyond. I know you do speaking and you touch a lot of lives. So that's awesome, Rick.
Thank you.
How about if there's one thing you wish our listeners knew about your company, what would that be?
You know, the biggest thing is that, like we talked about before, I want them to understand that we are training the brain and we are communicating to the brain to be able to get the body to do what you want it to do. And to basically understand that if you're not getting into the brain aspect of training, and it's not just you know, talking about motivation and positivity and mental toughness, and that's all part of it, but also learning that training is actually communicating with the brain. It's learning that the exercise has to relate to the brain in a certain way. And that's where you got to make sure, you know, one of the things we do is we make sure that the neuromuscular control is happening, the signal from the brain to the body. If you're doing something and you're getting stronger, but you're not challenging it to the point that it has to be challenged beyond normal situations, that's where injuries occur, then you're not really training to the ultimate, to be the, your ultimate, and to prevent as many injuries as possible and to be at the best you can be. So one of the things I want them to understand is that we train the brain, not just the body. And we also really focus on, fixing movements. We're not just we're going to add load to your body. You got to make sure you're assessing the athlete. We do a full assessment, and I want them to know that we dive a little deeper than a normal institute, because we're just a small, individualized, customized company that can really focus on their issues. So we assess their movements and we fix movements before we actually start to get exercises into their program. So they're moving better. And when you move better, the exercises that you're going to be doing later on are going to be applied and be more efficient down the road, and as well as it's going to get you to be able to perform at a higher level. So, the way we approach training is a little different for many people, and adding those two differences right there, I feel is what's happening with athletes. That's why they're seeing the results in a really short time.
Rick, I'm sure we have listeners that you've opened their eyes, number one, to a different way of looking at training, and two, they want to get in touch with you. So where should we send them?
Well, they can go to our website, and it's just like our name sounds, thinkoutsidethediamond.com. So it's just thinkoutsidethediamond.com. It's one word. They can go on any social media platform and see some of the actual workouts that we do. We try to post daily. So we can go on Instagram, and that's going to be TOTD. That stands for Think Outside the Diamond, TOTD Coach. They can get really good feeling of how we do operate. Facebook, Think Outside the Diamond, as well as just like our business name. And they can find us on Twitter, and that's going to be Coach Rick 37. So there's a lot of different avenues, and I think we have over about 1,500 subscribers on YouTube now. So you can go on there and you can see some actual video footage as well on YouTube. And that's going to be YouTube, and it's going to be Think Outside the Diamond as well.
Terrific. Well, Rick, keep doing what you're doing. I really enjoyed spending time with you here and wish you the absolute best.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlie, for having me, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to goodneighborpodcast.com. That's goodneighborpodcast.com, or call us at 239-224-4105.